Welcome to the Search CIO podcast. I'm Nicole Laskowski, the senior news writer. The term business intelligence has fallen out of favor with consultants and vendors alike, but my guest today says, don't buy the hype. Howard Dresner, the founder and chief research officer at Dresner Advisory Services, and the person who is said to have coined the term BI in the first place, considers business intelligence to be more than dashboards, reporting, and visualization software. His firm defines BI as an umbrella term to describe concepts and methods to improve business decision-making using fact-based support systems. In other words, analytics, so things like data mining and statistics and even machine learning fall under the BI umbrella, according to Dresner Advisory Services. Today, we talk to Dresner about why BI isn't passé, BI myths that need busting, and why he's calling the first conference his research organization will be hosting this summer, the Real BI Conference. Howard Dresner, welcome to the podcast.
Great to be here.
How do you distinguish between business intelligence and analytics?
Well, I would say once again that BI is the umbrella. Analytics fits under it. When you say analytics, I'm assuming you mean things like inferential statistics and data mining. And that is, once again, a way of connecting users with insight derived from data. So it's all part of business intelligence, at least in my estimation.
Let's talk about the market, the BI market today. In the last 5 years, how have BI products changed? How have the companies selling those products changed? What have you noticed?
Well, there are a lot of trends. First of all, there's been much more of a focus upon the users of the technology, and there are lots of products, more visual products, that have evolved or emerged to satisfy that particular need, sort of disintermediation away from IT. With the users either subscribing to services or downloadable products that they can, you know, buy with their Visa cards and start using right away. So that's certainly one trend. The other one is certainly the technology has become far more approachable, far more visual than ever before. And then, of course, there are a number of services out there that you can just buy up in the public cloud. Once again, in many cases, targeting the ultimate consumer of the technology and the product, versus the technology or the IT organization.
One of the things I'm interested in having you talk about is what areas of BI have matured the most in the last 5 years, and what areas still leave something left to be desired.
So there are always new things that are emerging. For instance, IoT and edge computing and cognitive are relatively new. And this year we rank 33 different technologies. So what's mature? Oh, dashboards, reporting, data warehousing, very mature. Even visualization, you know, basic viz capabilities have matured. Location intelligence has matured. And even things like big data, which was tremendously overhyped for a number of years, has really started to settle down and mature. Not only in terms of the functionality and the reliability of the underlying technology, but in terms of available resources that understand how to manage these environments.
What still needs maturing?
Well, in terms of hype, we'll address that first. I would have to point to things like data science and machine learning. And not because this is new technology, it's not new technology, but it's like the next thing. So we were, you know, beating the big data drum for a really long time. And, you know, people have absorbed that. They're educated now. They understand what it is. In many cases, they understand where to deploy it or if to deploy it. And now along comes things like machine learning, as well as other things like what we call natural language analytics. It's the latest buzz in the marketplace. And not to say that there isn't merit to it. There certainly is. But there is more hype than anything else, and there's this inclination or a series of messages suggesting that we ought to generalize it and that it's suitable for all applications or any applications, and that certainly just isn't true. In fact, I have this hype model that I call it. It's a very simple model. It simply says that when anything new emerges, there's more hype than value. And if there's any merit to the technology or to the initiative and it matures over time, it starts to add more value and the hype tends to, dramatically be reduced in the marketplace. So right now, machine learning and data science are certainly terms out there that are creating a great deal of excitement in the marketplace, and inevitably that will settle down.
You're hosting a conference in July, the Real Business Intelligence Conference, and you're going to be giving a talk on the state of BI, which I think is based on the research you've been conducting, and you're looking to dispel some BI myths out there. Can you talk about some of the biggest myths that need to be squashed?
Well, there are so many. Where does one begin? One is the notion that business intelligence and data warehousing and centers of excellence or competency centers are all dead. You know, that's the old stuff. The pundits out there, you know, a couple of years ago were saying, oh, no, that's what you need to invest in. Now they're saying, no, no, throw that all out and start new. And that's just ridiculous. It's wrong-minded. What we try to do is not only do we try to provide perspective and shine a light of day on things, we try to explain to organizations and try to help organizations take what they have and be more successful. Because at the end of the day, what makes an organization successful with business intelligence, which includes analytics and data science and big data, is not the technology. It's everything else. It's the people, the processes, the culture, the organization, the methods that they use. That's what makes them successful. In fact, I have this great slide where we take a look at successful organizations versus unsuccessful organizations, and we ask them about their technology priorities, and they are almost identical. So it's really not technology which makes the most difference. It's everything else that the organization has to encounter. And technology just is an enabler. So great technology certainly plays a role, but that's not what's going to make you successful in delivering fact-based perspective to users in the organization.
You've called the conference the Real Business Intelligence Conference. Why have you decided on that phrasing? What makes it so real?
Yeah, that's a really good point. A lot of people have asked me, why did I call it Real Business Intelligence, as opposed to, I guess, like fake business intelligence.
Well, as opposed to business intelligence.
Well, because it's about what really matters. I don't want people to get trapped on business intelligence as a technology. So real business intelligence is about what matters, what's most relevant, what's most real. Where should they focus their energy, their attention, their investment in order to be more successful? So hence the term real business intelligence.
Where are they falling down with BI?
You know, when we ask organizations what makes them successful or what makes them unsuccessful, the least successful organizations suggest that they lack the resources more than anything else. And so, that's only one of the things. It's also what I would characterize as general immaturity, not understanding or valuing fact-based decision-making, and then data issues are huge. And even if you want to talk about big data, data science, machine learning, getting the data right is one of those things that is perennial. You can't avoid it. You can't sidestep it. The best technology in the world isn't going to change the quality of the underlying data. That just takes hard work, rolling up your sleeves to do it. Now, organizations that are really successful, what they say is that there's real good alignment with the business and those that are supporting the business with business intelligence capabilities. The number two answer, again, is data quality. So if they have great data quality and there's a lot of trust in the data, that makes everything else a lot easier and makes the organization much more likely to be successful with BI and analytics.
How do businesses change those productivity or operational metrics so that they're being measured for data, becoming a data-driven business, becoming aligned with the business? What types of metrics are we talking about? Do you have examples?
Yeah, so in terms of success with business intelligence, we need to not view success with BI based on system or application activity or just raw numbers of deployed users. Instead, we need to measure success based on user and customer feedback, and even things like return on investment, which is not always the best measure, but sometimes it's all we have. So, in other words, let's focus on the business and the business users as opposed to these operational measures, which, you know, we may be able to claim victory and say we've been successful, even though we may not be actually satisfying the needs of those end users directly.
Great, Howard. Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're very welcome.
For those of you who'd like to hear Howard in person, he's hosting the Real Business Intelligence Conference in Cambridge, Massachusetts on July 11th and 12th. Details can be found on this podcast webpage.